Today, jurors begin their second day of deliberations in the trial of Edgar Ray Killen. The former Ku Klux Klan leader is charged with the murders of three civil rights workers in Jackson, Mississippi in 1964. Commentator Deborah Mathis hopes that when the verdict comes down, it'll bring peace to the rural Mississippi town.
One summer morning more than a decade ago, three newspaper colleagues and I headed east from Jackson, Mississippi to the annual Neshoba County Fair. Like most southern fairs, Neshoba County's was a festival of food, games, political stomping, and what might be the best fresh-squeezed lemonade in the country. Although we were eager to get there, our foursome took a little detour on the way to the fair. Once we crossed the Neshoba County line, I insisted that the three native Mississippians on board take me by the place where Andrew Goodman, Mickey Schwerner, and James Cheney were dug out of an earthen dam in 1964. I was just a kid when those three civil rights workers went missing, but I remember all the grown-ups worrying and speculating and eventually grieving when the bodies turned up. As for me, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't imagine how anyone, let alone several ones, could do that to three young men who were only asking a society to share. 164 seasons have come and gone since then, but not long enough to forget. And that's why Edgar Ray Killen, who calls himself a man of God, is in the dock right now, charged with hatching the deadly scheme all those years ago. Back then, Killen was the Kleagle, a leader of the local Ku Klux Klan. Killen is now 80 years old and in poor health. He has ardent defenders who claim the trial is opening up old wounds that are better left alone. But this is exactly what Mississippi needs, to purge itself of old secrets, to drive off the old ghosts, to answer the old questions, to find the old fiends. Some may think the matter closed, but for others the pain, the loss, and the injustice roll on mighty as ever. Mississippi deserves a chance to clear its name.
Deborah Mathis is a syndicated columnist and a professor of journalism at Northwestern University.